certain world.
That's what it's been since the Republicans officially started doing the real thing, meaning the caucuses and the primaries. Big wins on Tuesday for Santorum as he cleared the board in Minnesota, Missouri, and Colorado, even though Missouri was non-binding. It's the race to get all the delegates that you can in your pocket before you get to Tampa. Because so far, all four, meaning Rick Santorum, Newt Gingrich, Ron Paul, and Mitt Romney say they are in it to win it till the very end, through the dog days of summer, just like baseball teams in the major leagues. They're going to keep on swinging for the fences. We'll see if that holds up. Mitt Romney had plenty to say after a not too exciting couple of days in the Midwest, and thinking maybe he would come up with some big wins. Of course, he's got the most delegates still with a big Florida clearing of the board with the winner-take-all scenario. And the band plays on, and everybody moves on, too. This is America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. So we start with Mitt Romney, because I wanted you to hear his little view of the world today, talking about Rick Santorum and Newt Gingrich saying, hey, listen, these guys were part of all that spending nonsense in Washington, so don't forget it. Plus, remember, it's not easy to be elected president, and this is a very long process.
Rick Santorum and Newt Gingrich were a big part of the we that spent too much, borrowed too much, and earmarked too much.
It's not easy to get the nomination. It's not easy to get, be elected president, and this is a testing testing approach, and so far we're doing pretty well.
Pretty well, but according to who, the anybody but Mitt Brigade is alive and well, and plus there's an added twist. There's at least 20% of Republicans who are saying they're not voting for anybody that's being offered up right now. They'd rather just vote for Obama. And why is that? How is it that you get somebody who's loyal to a certain party and they say, you know what, I don't like what I'm seeing. I don't like these debates. I don't like this negative nonsense. I'm tired of this whole show. And so I feel like I'm going to go with Obama, especially because I think the economy is turning around. See, I think all politics are local and they're very personal, like Tip O'Neill was famous for saying, a former Speaker of the House a long, long time ago. It is personal. It's personal because we all pay. We are the taxpayers, and we are ultimately in the Declaration of Independence, like it says, we the people, a government for the people, by the people. Well, that's you and me. So we elect our representatives. They might let us down big time, but this is our democratic form of government, and it's not working, and people are looking for life rafts, looking for hope, looking for something different. That's what it is. You know, shake it up. Let's turn the equation upside down. That's what we need. Stop giving us more regulations. Just back away from the table. Less government. Come on. If it was working, I would say fine. I mean, nothing is 100% perfect, but it seems like the more government gets involved, it's really true. I'm not banging a new drum that any of you haven't heard or dealt with. The more problems that we seem to have, whether it relates to our wealth, our health, our future, all are affected by that. And if you think you're not, just wait till you have a problem. Wait till you get caught in the machine, and then you'll know exactly what so many of us are talking about. Absolutely. But Republicans saying, you know what, I'm going to vote for Obama because I just don't like what I'm seeing. Obama's not concerned, at least on this particular day, of getting reelected. Most of the fight in Washington had to do with something completely different. Birth control. Yep. And the health care mandate, the law, if you will, Affordable Health Care Act, officially that's what it was called when it passed back in 2010. So now here's what's interesting. Because there was 800 pages, most lawmakers didn't read the whole thing. They didn't. And when it was introduced, okay, yay, you know, Democrats, we got it passed. It's a big, 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 big feather in the cap of Barack Obama. The one thing that they didn't do is tell us very much about how things were going to go. Okay, here's this new law, and we love it, and everyone's going to get affordable health care, and that's why we called it the Affordable Health Care Act. And then that was it. Then people started to look at their premiums, and guess what? They went up. In some cases, they tripled. So those people, Democrat, Republicans, independents, whatever, shook their heads and said, what are you talking about, affordable health care? I'm not getting affordable health care. And then there were other things in the bill that were being offered that many didn't realize were part of now what is becoming the law. It says different parts of it take place each year because the thought was, well, you can't just have one mamma-jamma law, shove it down everyone's throat, and expect that immediately they're going to adopt the whole policy and put it into play. So suddenly this new rule on contraceptives has come to light because people are realizing it. And what you've got the top Republicans and even some of the Democrats saying is that this has to be overturned. This can't stay the way it is. I mean, this is a big controversy that's rolling into the presidential race. The White House is trying to downplay it, saying that we're going to leave the door open to compromise. So, see, they don't want to completely slam it. And the president himself saying he's sensitive to religious beliefs on contraception and hopes that there's a way to implement the rule that can allay some of the concerns. The concern is when you're the Catholic Charities or a Mormon-based facility, company, whatever, you don't want to, you don't feel as though you have to offer this, you don't want to have to pay for it under the insurance. The way the rule reads is it would require right now faith-based employers to provide services, which would include drugs and devices and contraception, even sterilization, and the morning after pill, which many churches wouldn't agree with. So you had a lot of the clergy from the Catholic Church that called for the congregations across the country to put pressure on the administration to back down. I have a feeling that I think this is going to get X'd out. I think that this is going to roll on for the next week or two. And this is a massive political football. Women's health, it is. And all that entails. And this is just the tip of the iceberg, too, by the way. There's more to come. Where do you stand on this? I mean, officially, this is a big fight. It is. 800-259-5791. Hang with us. More on the flip side. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment frequent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
America Tonight, we have our weather tweet at the tail end of the show. Plus, boy, I think a lot of you can relate to this, sadly. What do you do when you're addicted to booze, pills, or other things? It's tough to break addiction. And we're going to talk to Amara Durham about that. She is part of an organization, Karen. They've got 3 treatment facilities in the United States, and they're doing some wonderful things with people. It's, like I said, it's tough to break that addiction. And lately in my own life, I've known people who I didn't know when they were going through addictions. But, you know, when you have that thing where you get to know people and they just will lay something on you and say, oh, by the way, I used to be an alcoholic. And you just never really realize it. Yeah, you know what? They can be around a little bit of people with drinking. They're not drinking. Or somewhere that where I was, somebody had a prescription painkiller problem because they had such a severe back problem that they were taking the pain pills. That was the only way they could survive, and they got addicted to them. It was said it was very tough to get off of them. So that's at the bottom of the hour. She's great. She's a straight talker, and this kind of piggybacks off of a lot of the headlines we've seen lately. Whenever there's a celebrity that falls from grace, that becomes big news. But maybe the good news is people start to talk about, oh, yeah, I think so-and-so might have a problem. You know, so-and-so just trying to break that addiction. And sometimes you have to get away from it completely and stay away from certain people and situations and whatnot. And I think some of you can relate to that. I had an uncle, a famous uncle, in fact. I have a book out called Level the Playing Field. I don't talk about this in the book, but he would freely talk about it. He's a famous hockey player, played for the Philadelphia Flyers. His name's Bernie Parent. And, you can imagine when you're traveling, all the beer that you drink and booze and all that stuff, especially as an athlete. And he went through that alcoholic problem and was proud of, he would show you, he'd have all these bottles of booze that people gave him, and it still had the label on it, and he would show you that the label wasn't broken off. Like, here's my 100th bottle of booze that somebody gave me, and no labels are broken off, and then he would, you know, donate them to somebody, but he stayed clean. He got clean from the addiction, and I guess you're always an alcoholic, but stayed sober is the word. So that's coming up in our next segment. I raised a question of now this tug of war over birth control because it's part of the health care law that started, that would officially passed in 2010, and now the different things are being implemented in that law that have been laid out, which is why we have the Supreme Court challenge the constitutionality of the individual health mandate, which is coming up in the end of March, and we're going to be in Washington broadcasting live from D.C. and talking to a lot of different people about that and what's happening in the specific oral arguments. So that should be pretty interesting stuff. If you want to weigh in on whether religious groups should be forced to pay for any of those procedures, birth control, sterilization, all that stuff, because it's part of the federally mandated health law, do. 800-259-5791. But I wanted to make sure that I got this in, because we're always talking about the TSA and airport security and, you know, all that kind of stuff. Well, new airport security rules include, are you ready for this? And now it's like we're like lemmings, we're so used to it. I have flown a lot recently, and I'm flying in March, so I'll go through the same thing, and I'll be going through an airport in Florida and one in D.C., and now you just get used to it. You get your computer, you just slam things, your shoes, the whole thing. Well, the federal government announced today they're going to expand this expedited check-in program called PreCheck. It's already used now by over 300,000 travelers at 7 airports. It's already being used at JFK, O'Hare, DC's Reagan International. I saw that when I was there. And they're talking about 28 more sites. If you enroll in PreCheck and you run by the TSA, you don't have to remove your shoes or your belts or all that kind of stuff. You don't have to do any of that if you've already done that. And the pre-screening, I think I'm going to try to see if we can't get more on the pre-screening thing when we go to Reagan National and see what that shift ultimately entails. But the TSA's John Pistole, who is the head of that organization, had this to say about flying through the checkpoints.
They will have in their on their boarding pass embedded in the barcode the fact that they are part of the TSA PreCheck program, and so there will be a dedicated lane for those individuals. What TSA PreCheck does is allows us to spend more time on those that we know the least about, only name, date of birth, and gender, through secure flight, or we know the most about because they're on terrorist watch list. Even if you qualify and go through, say, these 310,000 people, you may, on your next time, be asked to go through regular screening or even additional screening. So there's no guarantee of this expedited screening.
All right, expedited screening. What if somebody was trying to fool us and they could somehow jump the system of the expedited screening? So are all the terrorists going to go through the pre-check line? Oh, that would be a fatal flaw, wouldn't it? Oh, I don't even want to go there. If you're on the terrorist watch list, I mean, wonder what the pre-check is. I think that we need to go through it so we can see how difficult it is, who qualifies and who doesn't. They were so vague on what would qualify you. Well, most of you, we just know your gender and your date of birth and your name is there. But what does the pre-check entail? What are they asking? What possible questions are you filling out? What are you saying before you go through an airport that's already embedded in your pass so that everybody knows that you're supposedly safe. What is the requirement for that? You know, that's what I want to know. What kind of background deal? And I think here's the beauty of this too, just so you know, the pre-screening thing. I mean, everybody's looking to upsell, even the TSA. Is it about security or upselling? $100 to do the pre-screening thing. It doesn't guarantee that they're going to approve you either, but that's what it'll cost. So if you're thinking of doing the pre-screening deal, you travel a lot, get ready for an invasion of privacy, and get ready to pay $100 too. So you better be somebody who's willing to do that. Speaking of willing to do something, I don't know. I mean, listen, I'm sensitive to animals. I get it. I hate to see those commercials with the battered dogs and other creatures. It makes me sick. I don't understand how anybody could harm an innocent animal. But the whole thing about freeing Willie, you know what I'm talking about? Freeing the whales from SeaWorld. A federal judge in San Diego dismissed a lawsuit. Why? Because the lawsuit was seeking a constitutional protection against slavery. I'm not making this up. To a group of orcas. They are whales that perform at SeaWorld. And this was actually challenged. Went before a U.S. district judge. His name was Jeffrey Miller. And he stopped the case from going forward 2 days after he became the first judge in our history to listen to arguments in court over the possibility of granting constitutional rights for members of an animal species. So slavery, that's what they said, that they were being enslaved and they needed to be released. Well, that would pretty much be the end of SeaWorld then. It was PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, that filed that suit in October and named five whales as the plaintiffs. Who communicated with the animals? And you know SeaWorld. You've been to SeaWorld, right? The concrete tanks and the shows that go on in San Diego and Orlando, right? And San Antonio. Maybe you've been to one of those shows. So the PETA people are saying today's decision didn't change the fact that the orcas who once lived naturally wild and free are kept as slaves by SeaWorld. They're going to keep banging that drum over and over again until they, if they're at some point lucky, they get a judge who is sympathetic to them. If only those whales could talk, then they could communicate what they truly want to see happen here. Hang with us. We're talking about addiction next on America Tonight.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you're having any problems with the IRS or a local revenue agency, I understand and I can help. I'm tax attorney Tony Dennison. When I was a kid, the IRS came after my mother's house because of mistaken information. Ever since then, I've dedicated my life to defending people in trouble with the IRS. I'm a real tax attorney, which means I have two law degrees, a standard law degree known as a JD, and a tax law degree known as a Master's of the Laws in Taxation. I've been practicing for 10 years and I've helped many of your fellow citizens in tax trouble. If you're in tax trouble, you don't need to be alone and you don't need to call one of those fake lawyer clearinghouses. Call me, Tony Dennison, at Dennison Tax Law, 952-886-7141, or on the web at DennisonTaxLaw.com. It may be the best call you make all year. Dennison Tax Law, 952-886-7141. And again, on the web at DennisonTaxLaw.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Emergency preparedness plans must include a fast way to start a fire. Fire up instantly with the revolutionary Quick Stove, a compact, lightweight, portable stove that's ready for cooking in less than 1 minute. Quick Stove, the safe, non-explosive fuel source that is an emergency preparedness essential. Quick Stove comes with four waterproof fuel cells that ignite in seconds, burn for up to 90 minutes each, can be lit and relit, and be stored indefinitely. At up to 18,000 BTUs, Quick Stove is ready to boil water in less than 5 minutes and burns hotter than most outdoor stoves. Now, the best part. Quick Stove starts at only $34.99 and comes with a 100% satisfaction or your money back guarantee. Order today at quickstove.com or call 801-784-0225. That's 801-784-0225 or go to quickstove.com. Click on the discounts tab for multi-unit savings. Quick Stove, quite possibly the world's fastest outdoor fire.
We are so pleased to welcome this next guest to our show. Amara Durham joins us now, and she is celebrating her birthday, but we're going to celebrate some conversation that we think is starting to make an impact on people here across America and America tonight. I've gotten lots of letters from you, or I should say letters and emails, about some very personal things when we talk about addiction and ways to try to attack that problem. And we're seeing with celebrities, especially lately with the star outfielder Josh Hamilton, who all eyes are always on him because of the problems he's struggled with in the past with drugs and alcohol, has some beers at a restaurant with a friend, then goes back later to another establishment, has some more drinks. The Rangers are trying to take care of it. They've hired a special assistant that will handle hitting and some other things, but also be involved in helping Josh Hamilton. No word on what Major League Baseball will do. But when something like that happens, there are a lot of people that can really relate to what it's like to be on the wagon, to fall off the wagon, and to be addicted to all kinds of things. It's a very difficult deal. So with that, we welcome the birthday girl to the show. Hey, thank you so much on your birthday, Amara, for coming on the show. We appreciate that.
Absolutely. I couldn't find a better way to celebrate than to talk about recovery. So thanks so much for the opportunity.
Do you know, and we should tell everyone, of course, you're with the Karen Treatment Centers. They do fabulous work there at that organization, because that's one of the, of course, that's one of the things to try to take somebody in and really watch and hopefully see them flourish as they go through the program. I mean, you have a really unique way of doing that, and we'll get to that in a while here in the interview. But when something happens with a high-profile person, is that, in a way, that can be a call to action for other people, right?
Well, you know, here's the thing. We, It is such a difficult disease, and it is an everyday battle for many who are really fighting so hard to maintain their sobriety. And I think what we have to remember is if it can happen to Josh Hamilton, it can happen to anyone. You know, the celebrities live in a fishbowl. Well, regular people like you and me, we live in our own fishbowl, whether we're talking with our children's teachers or reporting to a job. Every day we have our own stresses and challenges in maintaining sobriety.
Well, yeah, that's no kidding. Are there certain triggers? Is that what it is? You have to really try to avoid the triggers?
Yeah, you know, what we talk about in recovery is people, places, and things, PPT. And there are certain people, places, and things we really need to avoid because it does trigger relapse behavior. It does say, okay, here I am in this restaurant, I hear this pop top or a can, or I see someone, or I smell this smell, and I associate that with times when I used. And those are environments or sounds or people where I really need to stay away from them because they become triggers. And there are times in our lives where we can avoid those people, places, and things. And so at Care in Texas, we really believe in making sure that our alumni have a plan, that they know what they can do when they're in a place where there are people, places, and things that have triggers, and what's that plan going to be in order to prevent themselves from making some tough choices that would really lead to relapse.
Yeah, the thing is to avoid those triggers, like you're saying. I love that. What is it? People, places, and things.
Yeah, people, places, and things, PPT. And there's a lot of things that people can do. So, for example, let's say you're the best man or maid of honor at a wedding and you're in recovery and you've got to make that toast. Well, then have a plan. Talk to the groom or the bride and say, I'm in recovery and I need ginger ale or I need sparkling water with a lime. You're just having a plan ahead of time really prevents issues. Or you're at a corporate party and you have to go. Tell everyone you're the designated driver. And that way you don't have to worry about someone saying, oh, come on, just have a drink. There are all sorts of plans that you make ahead of time when sobriety is your goal. And that can include a sponsor. At Care in Texas, we believe in a 12-step program which has a sponsor. That includes having the phone ready if you need to phone a friend, much like Josh Hamilton did.
Yeah. That's the key, to get somebody there to watch what's happening or try to bail you out or whatever it might be. What? And this is probably hard to rank this, but, and maybe it's kind of a silly question because there's all kinds of addictions. But if we're strictly talking about drugs or drinking, which takes hold? Which is the hardest to shake? Is there one that's harder to shake? Is drugs harder than drinking, or no, drinking is, or no, they're the same?
Gosh, you know, I got to tell you that every drug of choice is the hardest thing to shake for every person who has it. It is so individualized. And you've got to remember, this is like someone having diabetes. It's not something they choose to do. So I don't think that there's a ranking for the most difficult thing to shake, because if you're the one with that addiction, then whatever your drug of choice is the most difficult thing to shake.
Yeah, there you go. Do you find that it's younger people, older people, somewhere in the middle, or same thing, demographics, you know, addiction can hit anyone?
You know, addiction has absolutely no distinction for hitting someone rich or poor, young or old, black, white, Hispanic. It just doesn't care about your socioeconomic background. At Karen, we actually treat as young as the age of 13, all the way through baby boomers and actually the geriatric population. You might be surprised to know that, you know, as our baby boomers age and our geriatric population takes prescription drugs and they start to alter it and self-medicate, this is working but not quite, let me amp up my dosage, that proclivity to addiction is just as great as a 13-year-old who's struggling and trying to fill that hole with a drug or alcohol rather than love or whatever that is for them that's going to bring them that serenity and peace. So there is no color, there is no race, there is no religion or wealth level. It is an indiscriminate, really challenging disease.
Amara, you have to be happy when you find that people have been gone through your program and come out on the other side and they've celebrated sobriety for however many years. Do you hear a lot of those stories? Do you get a lot of that positive feedback?
You know, your timing is so perfect. We here in Care in Texas had a dinner last night for Valentine's, and it was started because we had someone who was in recovery and said, look, I have ruined every relationship I have ever had because of drugs and alcohol. And wouldn't it be great if Care in Texas could sponsor a dinner where people felt safe? They could come, drink, not drink, feel safe, feel loved for who they are and what they've accomplished just for today, as we say in the 12-step program. And we had an alum come, and my heart filled with such joy. And sometimes I wake up and I pinch myself and say, you know, do I have a job or do I have a calling? It was so impactful to me to see someone who came in and then on the back end is celebrating every day of sobriety like it's a new birthday. You know, we talk about belly button birthdays and sobriety birthdays. And this woman and her husband were so joyous, and what a gift. And when one's in the throes of addiction, it is amazing to know that the life that you can have when you gain sobriety can be so much better than the life you have when you're using. It also can seem insurmountable, impossible, but once you attain sobriety, even with that 24-hour accomplishment, it's just overwhelming with joy.
Which is why those sponsors are so huge for the people who are going through it, right? Because they can say, listen, this is my deal, and here's what happened to me. Because right in front of them, it's the see me, touch me, feel me kind of thing, right?
Absolutely. And you got to remember, a lot of people look at addiction and all they see is these are bad people. There's DUIs. There's, you know, someone killed my loved one while they were under the influence. All horrific things. But the bottom line is we must separate the shame of the actions that happen when someone's using versus that individual, him or herself. And that is the biggest thing we can do. And it's been really impressive what everyone's done in rallying around Josh Hamilton. When I read the media and I see the media turning down, you know, salacious opportunities, it makes me happy because I think that there is a recognition that these are really good people facing a really tough disease that sometimes, despite every will, every effort they have to maintain their sobriety, they just can't. I mean, does anyone really believe that someone who's maintaining sobriety is going to go into a public place, choose to drink and live with those consequences? No, no one wants to go do that, but that's what happens with this disease.
Yeah, no kidding. And we should say, too, people can check out your place, Karen.org, and the facility that you have, is there out, and there are there people that do kind of outpatient work, or is it all you have to go stay? How does that work?
Well, at Karen, we have a residential alcohol and drug addiction treatment center. In fact, we're the largest nonprofit residential treatment center in the nation. And we have a facility in Pennsylvania, Florida, and Texas. And I'm affiliated with Karen Texas, which is KarenTexas.org. And our program is a 4 to 6 week residential program. And we treat a primary diagnosis of alcohol and drug addiction. And it's great because if you come in and we find that there's a co-occurring issue, and that really happens during the intake process, we're able to handle that. And if we're not the right place, we will always help someone find that right place. Because the bottom line is that we are part of an entire community who wants sobriety for anyone who's seeking it. And it's an incredible place to be. And again, with multiple locations being the largest in the country, as well as having a variety of age groups, which we really break apart. We do an age-specific, gender-specific treatment program. Because what you've got to teach a 13-year-old or an 18-year-old or a 26-year-old male, it's going to be very different than what you want to teach a female in terms of coping, stress, et cetera. And that carries all the way through our baby boomer and geriatric program.
Amara Durham, happy, happy birthday. Continued success with the program. And again, tell everyone, go to Karen, Caron.org and check it out. Thank you very much.
Don't answer it. If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We're headed for the final turn here on America Tonight, and as we head for the exits, I want to mix up a couple of quick things for you. We're not going to solve the riddle in Iran anytime soon, but I think the clock is definitely ticking. Be on notice, America. Finally, when we're talking, we've talked about sanction after sanction after sanction. We've been through two administrations on this show, where we've watched what Condi Rice has had to say and President Bush over the back and forth with Iran over nuclear uranium enrichment and trying to build a nuclear warhead, and now into this administration, and we've seen really nothing happen. It's almost like it's a dormant volcano and then explodes. It's a dormant volcano and then explodes. And it's back and forth and back and forth, and that's all we hear, right? So now there is a chance that we really could see everything explode. And what does Israel do, and how do they position this? And does Iran back down? I'd say in the next 6 months, something definitely, definitively will happen. I don't think we're going to be talking about this again and again and again. It means that, I mean, that something is absolutely going to happen, whether it's Israel gets trigger happy and they can't stand it any longer and they make a move because they do not want Iran, the most dangerous place in the Middle East and their mortal enemy, to have a nuclear capability so close to them. And we're the big ally here, and we're the big chip in the game in the middle of this whole thing. The Russians want nothing to do with it, and China wants nothing to do with it. They want to keep Iran close. Think of the oil. So there are a lot of potential moves happening, and we're going to talk more down the road as we, I think, get closer to this. Like I said, the clock is officially ticking, and each hour we're going to go in a different direction to talk to people in the know with what they think will ultimately be the outcome and what our investment in it will be. All right, I got to say something about this, too, because I talked to a buddy in California today, and this may be one of the worst things I've ever heard. That's a big statement to say. Because as much as we deal with the good, the bad, and the ugly on this show and talk shows across the country, you hear that, right? And that's why we add in a lot of times the daily salute. I mean, this really is one of the more sickening things that we keep hearing more about. And what it is that the school where they had this huge sex scandal, it's the Miramonte Elementary School, and it's a working class neighborhood that surrounds it. And you have a teacher who was respected until it turns out he was doing bondage things with students, taking pictures and whatnot. I think the parents were not prepared for how this has all gone down. A 30-year teaching veteran who couldn't look more white, pasty, milk toasty guy than you've ever seen in his mugshot, 61 years old, arrested last week, is accused of taking bondage photos with dozens and dozens of students in his classroom. They keep finding more photos. That's the sick part. So they found more than 200 photos just the other day, more on top of what they already found. So he's charged with 23 felony counts of lewd acts with pupils. And that's basically it. In a nutshell, and a whole bunch of them. They think the top number might be up to 500. Officially, they're saying 200 right now. 500 kids. Over 600 pictures of perverse, just strange things, including 3-inch cockroaches crawling on kids' faces. Oh, thank goodness he couldn't come up with the bond he needed. It's like $23 million. And they fired him a year ago because they saw this investigation and how it looked like it, where it was going. And I'm glad that it's happened. At least this has been exposed now. But the amount of kids affected by this. They even closed the school for a week because people were so anxious and crazy about what happened and trying to figure out if their kid had fallen prey to this guy or not. There's got to be a better way to screen. I mean, of all the things that you could possibly expose children to, I mean, you can never 100% say something is absolutely safe, but you would think that in classrooms and given how the systems work now, that there would be more checks and balances, but certainly there wasn't here. All right, we're going to seg into something lighter. We started a new thing, and a lot of you, to my delight, have taken me up on my silliness to do weather tweets. You know, the whole tweeting thing has become so interesting. Social media is making a buttload of money for some people. Not only that, but the do's and don'ts of social media. People have been divorced because of it. People have been killed over Facebook. There are other people who have become engaged as a result. So there's the happy and then the downward spiral of some, the undoing of some. Even Roland Martin, the CNN anchor, who was watching the Super Bowl game. Roland used to work with me at a station I worked at in Dallas. And Ned then went on to CNN fame and was featured heavily on a bunch of shows there. He has been suspended indefinitely for some weather tweets he made over a David Beckham underwear ad, you know, a clothing thing for H&M, something that he said something, he made a comment on some of the tweets to the effect of, if any man is watching this, you know, I don't want anything to do with him or whatever. And because now you have to be politically correct in your tweets, too, CNN said that they weren't going to tolerate that when the gay and lesbian community complained about what Roland Martin had said in the tweets. So you got to be careful even with your tweets, right? They tell you to be clever, but you got to be clever and careful. However, we're talking about weather, and all of you are pretty tame. So I got a couple of good weather tweets this week. Can I hear that tweet again? That sounds like a drunken parrot or parakeet. This from Howard, KSBN, listening to us in Spokane, Washington. And this was the tweet. A little sun, a little chill, a little rain, but pretty nice. No temperatures, a little. Sure, a little of this. It sounds like a recipe. A little of this, a little of that. So it's a good day. It's all good. Jack, listening to us in Austin, KJCE, our affiliate there, he tweeted this. Cold, cold, cold. 50s during the day, extra hugs at night. Yes, it is chilly in parts of Texas. We've had some, across the country, it's been unseasonably warm, though. January 4th, and going back in the weather books, there was a story that I came across that talked about that being one of the warmest days ever in January, ever. When someone says ever, ever in our history, from the time when we started writing down our history of the weather, but in Minnesota, in the other parts of the Midwest where normally you would have seen snow and would have had some really freezing temperatures, it has been pretty mild when you're talking about 50s. Boy, you can't beat that with a stick. That's decent weather instead of 30 below or some, I guess 30 below is exaggeration. Let's say wind chill of, you know, feels like minus 10 degrees. I can't tell you the time that I've spent in the Midwest of my life where I've been frozen. Maybe the worst was Toledo, Ohio. Toledo's a fun place. The people are nice, but boy, you don't want to go there in the winter. It's like just like sheets of ice. I can remember being on the Bowling Green campus, not having skates on, but feeling like I had skates on because you just went from building to building. You just kind of slid into those classrooms. So enjoy the nice weather, everybody.